Carlos Ford, the Barbados-born economist who now lives in Canada, wants to see the land of his birth adopt a more aggressive approach to the use of technology when it comes to delivering goods and services.
It is easy to look and see the evolution of technology, communications technology, over the course of the last 15 years in particular and recognize that the world is rapidly changing. But I think in all other fields as well, in whether it's the US, Canada, Australia, the UK, these countries all benchmark themselves against each other. When they're contemplating policy, for example, they do jurisdictional scans to see to what extent others have encountered a similar problem, what solution they may have employed, and seek to build upon that. But the idea is that there's always this drive to evolve. There's always this drive to improve and build upon that which already exists. And therefore, the idea of public sector reform, for example, is just a continuum. And the same thing can be said for the UK, where there are a lot of systems within the government that we inherited, and a lot of them still exist from the 50s when we had self-government.
Any examples?
So filing, for example, it's very cumbersome paper-based filing where any work really that comes into the ministry, the permanent secretary writes on a file and it goes to the requisite managers and they write on a file and it goes to their subordinates. And you essentially, when you do the work, you attach it to the file and you also write a note and so on. That's very time consuming in the age of computers. So because of that system, you need messengers who have to physically ferry files from ministry to ministry. Sometimes a matter cannot proceed because the file is at another ministry. You have to wait until the file is physically brought back, again in the age of email. So that would be a glaring example. There are areas where Barbados is, I guess, making some strides in terms of being able to file income taxes online. But there's still a long way to go in terms of being able to do a lot of commerce online in terms of what is in the private sector, with private sector organizations, but also with government. The ability to procure a birth certificate or renew a birth certificate online without once having to go to a physical place to do so. The renewal of your license, your driver's license, incorporating a business, getting vehicular insurance. I've gotten insurance for a car, my very first car ever. I made some sacrifices here because I wanted to study abroad and I knew a scholarship was not guaranteed, so I was saving money. I had the fortune of still living home. But the point is that process was relatively new to me and I was able to navigate it just online. If you had to ask me where the insurance company is located, they couldn't physically locate it, that is, they couldn't tell you.
So essentially you think that Barbados is on the right path?
On the right path, but I would like to see that accelerated considerably.
Expand.
But the question is that why does a typical land transaction, for example, take 6 months? If you're lucky, 3. These are processes that could be simplified with an electronic land registry. But of course, my sensing is that that would reduce the work for lawyers and therefore reduce the rationale for the compensation that lawyers are able to get from dealing with land transactions. And as we know, if you get a few big land transactions, especially with some of the multi-million dollar developments in the country, the lawyers who are privileged to work on those can walk away with a pretty handsome sum. Registering a business. I have a friend who's a Barbadian in Canada. He went to school here and he went there for university and so on. And he and his wife recently opened a company here, I think maybe 3 or so years ago. The difficulty that they encounter in terms of being able to incorporate a business before it even got started. And of course, these things stand out more when you're accustomed to an environment where these processes are a lot shorter. You're talking days in some instances, sometimes instantly.
Tomorrow, a major difference he's observed in the delivery of service.
And I found in government there a lot is thought about the taxpayer as opposed to government. Here we're talking about government.
Here's a Sagittarius financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months. This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc. Or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.